With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Denmark's prime minister has warned that taking the island by force, the island of Greenland, could end the NATO alliance. President Trump claims the U.S. must own Greenland for strategic reasons. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
We used to have 40,000 people there during the Cold War, and we had them there because of the North Atlantic infiltration by Russian submarines. They're still out there, but the numbers aren't as great.
Vice President J.D. Vance today meeting with Danish and Greenlandic officials in Washington. Greenlanders say the Arctic island is not for sale. It's Elon Musk to the rescue in Iran, where he's reportedly offering his Starlink service free to help bypass the theocratic government's internet shutdown.
The decision by the American aerospace company run by Elon Musk follows the complete shutdown of telecommunications and web access to Iran's 85 million people. That was on January the 8th. And that was when protests continued to expand over Iran's faltering economy and the collapse of its currency. SpaceX has not officially announced this decision, but activists told the Associated Press that Starlink has been available for free to anyone in Iran with these receivers since Tuesday.
And changing the rules on immigration, the U.S. will suspend the processing of immigrant visas for citizens of 75 countries whose nationals are deemed likely to require public assistance while living in the United States. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The State Department did not specify which 75 countries are affected, but the Trump administration has already severely restricted immigrant and non-immigrant visa processing for citizens of dozens of countries, many of them in Africa. The State Department says it's bringing an end to the abuse of America's immigration system. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. A new report on the persecution of Christians around the world.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that the country where believers are most likely to be killed for their faith is Nigeria, followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo and Ethiopia, all in sub-Saharan Africa and all in the grip of Muslim terrorist groups. Christians are the most likely to be arrested for their faith in China, with Russia and Iran coming in second and third in that category. Abductions and assaults are most likely in Mexico. Michael Harrington reporting.
Netflix is pushing the gay agenda on children. That's the assertion of Concerned Women for America after conducting research into the giant streaming platform's programming. According to an analysis by CWA, 41% of Netflix G-rated shows and 41% of those rated for kids down to the age of 7 contain LGBT messages and storylines. This is SRN News. The UK is backing away from implementing a mandatory full digital ID card system. More on that from correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Officials confirmed on Wednesday that it won't be compulsory for citizens and residents to show a digital ID card in order to get a job. The government says detailed plans for digital cards will be set out following a full public consultation, which will be launched shortly. Starmer had announced in September that you will not be able to work in the UK if you do not have a digital ID card. It's as simple as that. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. wholesale prices rose modestly in November. The Labor Department reports today its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, rose by 0.2% in November compared to October, and a 3% from a year ago. The December producer price index is due out later this month. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.